This is Ted Kennedy. An important milestone was reached the other day, the 20th anniversary of the federal law against sex discrimination in college sports. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 20 years ago, the attitude on many college campuses was that boys are athletes and girls are spectators. In 1972, Congress stepped in with a landmark civil rights law that changed all that. In a few simple statutory words, Congress banned discrimination against women by any college receiving federal funds. It revolutionized college sports. Overnight, barriers of discrimination started falling. The number of women athletes rose dramatically. We'll see the results in this summer's Olympics. In a larger sense, we'll see the results in society, too. The British say that the Battle of Waterloo was won on the playing fields of Eton. In the same sense, the battles against discrimination can be won in our colleges and schools. Equal opportunity, Al. If we can do it in sports, we can do it in any other field.
But, Ted, equal opportunity was not what ran through your noggin when you introduced your civil rights bill. Your failed attempt on civil rights treated women as second-class citizens. They were the only ones who were capped on damages, a slap in the face. Ted, take one more look at that civil rights law that passed in 72. What you'll see is a bill that was pushed through Congress by Republicans and eagerly signed into law by President Nixon. And Ted, let's not forget that it was President Bush who exposed the glass ceiling injustice that has kept women from moving up the rungs of the corporate ladder. Last fall, Congress passed a Republican bill that will surely help to shatter the glass ceiling once and for all. Ted, next time you toss out terms like equal opportunity, it might help to disregard some of the out-of-touch civil rights groups and begin to remember the other 52% of our population. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats in Congress relying on hysteria to form regulations that will drive the cost of dentistry through the roof. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.